Hello and welcome to AFM Ready. I'm your host, Kelly Miller, Recruitment Coordinator for the School of Accounting and Finance at the University of Waterloo. And every week we like to focus on a new topic relating to the Accounting and Financial Management program. Today, Eric Ma, SCS Recruitment and Media Coordinator, will spend the next 10 minutes speaking with our Marketing Recruitment Associate about his experience working from home during co-op.
Hello, everyone. I'm your co-host today, Eric Ma. I am the Recruitment and Digital Media Coordinator for the School of Accounting and Finance at the University of Waterloo. Today, we have a special guest, Matt, who is a co-op student for the Recruitment and Admissions team. Matt is now on his second co-op work term with the School of Accounting and Finance, and he will be sharing his experiences working from home as a co-op student. Matt, can you share with us your role at the School of Accounting and Finance?
Yeah, so I am the Marketing and Recruitment Associate. Overall, I help create graphics and videos and assist students with any questions they might have during the application process. During my spring term, which was my previous term, I was working a lot with converting some of our in-person events to online events and helping students make the decision on where they want to go and answering their inquiries about accepting their offers and stuff. And right now, I've been helping them out with the AFMA, as well as creating important social media posts to, share some information about the benefits of the University of Waterloo and the School of Accounting and Finance and the AFM program and all the opportunities that that come with that.
That's excellent. You must be quite busy during this time of year.
I am indeed.
What has been your favorite part about your latest work term for the School of Accounting and Finance?
So what's been awesome is I got to edit some more videos this time around, which is something I've been really interested in doing. So I've been able to sink my teeth into a bunch of new challenges. And because this term is a different part of the admissions process, it's just kind of like a brand new experience. But one of the most rewarding things I found is being able to work with a bunch of ambassadors because some of them were incoming students during the summer when I was last working here. And so now I got to kind of see how far they've come over the past 8 months or so after once they're coming to the end of their first year in the AFM program.
Excellent. Since transitioning to a work from home this past year, what does your day-to-day look like?
So I'm able to start my day off a little bit earlier than I would because I don't have to commute. I guess I wake up a little bit later, but I can start working sooner because I don't have to, drive anywhere, take the bus, nothing like that. But every day is pretty different. There's a whole bunch of different projects that we've kind of got going on. But I found that, structuring my day is a good way to keep organized. And even if every day is different, you kind of have that formula to fall back on. So I like to work in bursts and take like a couple short breaks during the day instead of just one big long lunch break. And I kind of form my day around that. And then I will fill those bursts in with video projects, graphic design stuff, answering emails, stuff like that.
Excellent. Sounds like you've got quite the routine going on at home. Yeah. How have you found working from home versus going into the office, though?
It's definitely been different than going into the office. Not having to commute, as I said before, is really awesome. And not having to, pack a lunch the night before is great. I found that I'm just as productive at home as I am at the office. And so after I got my home office set up and got my routine all sorted, I really feel like I have a nice workflow going, and it's different, but it's still good, I found.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, without the commute, I guess, there's a lot of extra found time in the day now.
Definitely.
Have you found any challenges working from home?
Yeah, I found not being able to communicate with people face-to-face has been a bit of a challenge. Thankfully, my team is super communicative, and we chat pretty constantly, so it kind of eases that struggle a little bit. And it's also kind of just easy to get distracted by the other people around you. I'm living with my family this term, and my brother's been doing school from home. My parents have been home sometimes. So sometimes it's not quite as quiet or as easy to focus as I would like.
Mm-hmm. Is there something that you've found that you've really liked about working from home?
Yeah, so on the work side of things, I like having my own space. So the ability to work from my room has been pretty nice. But from the basic life sort of things, because I've been at home for lunch, it's encouraged me to kind of cook some more. So I'm not eating just like a basic sandwich for lunch every day. And so, you know, it's helped me broaden my horizon. And also just not having to go outside and brave the snow every morning is nice.
Yeah, I'm sure we all of us don't miss going out and scraping the car every morning.
Oh, definitely not.
There are many challenges when working from home. What helps you stay motivated throughout the day?
So just being really invested in my projects, that definitely keeps me motivated. I'm interested in what I'm doing, and I really like, you know, the results that I've been getting. So that keeps me motivated to do my best. And just switching up projects during the day, so one doesn't like dominate your day or multiple days at a time. I find like kind of balancing a couple makes it easier to fight that boredom, just because you're switching it up and it's kind of keeping things fresh. Like switching it up every day throughout the day, really, you know, it makes sure mm-hmm. you don't burn out on just one thing.
Yeah. Now you touched base on this a little bit earlier, but how do you break up the day so that you're not spending all day in front of your workstation or staring at the screen all day?
Yeah, so I said I like to work in bursts, and so that normally that means stepping away from my computer. So like I'll take a break to you know, do like a quick 10-minute workout or take my dog on a walk, grab a snack, and whenever I do that, I try to leave my phone upstairs so I'm not, you know, checking that all the time and burning my eyes out.
Yeah, sometimes just taking the short breaks away really makes a world of difference throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
So from a student's perspective, how have you found working from home versus studying from home?
So I personally really like working from home more than studying from home. Studying from home is all right once you get used to it, but I think work definitely benefits from not having to watch multiple video lectures throughout the week. And I like working from home a lot more just because I think studying is a bit more self-directed, and it's easier to kind of let that lapse. When you're working, other people are counting on you and you're collaborating a lot closer with others. But with studying, it's normally just you counting on yourself. So you can to kind of justify, you know, pushing off some stuff. But on the other side, like work, you have a pretty clear vision of projects, who stakeholders are, and being able to apply some knowledge that you learn in school is much more engaging. So I definitely like working from home more, even though studying from home is not really that bad at all.
Excellent. Well, it certainly sounds like you've adapted to the work from home life quite easily. Thank you for sharing your experiences. Any additional words of wisdom for our incoming students who might have to work or study from home?
For sure. So I think working from home may seem a little daunting at first, but you know, if you organize your day and make sure you know how you can be the most successful and communicate with your team, it can really be a great and rewarding experience. And on a personal note, just make sure to clock out for the day. That's something I've really struggled for. But you want to make sure that you can step away from your computer and your work to enjoy your off hours, and you're not obsessively checking your email or thinking about projects when you're trying to fall asleep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, thank you, Matt, for taking the time to speak with us today. I'm sure your experience will help our incoming students and even students starting their co-op work terms. Thank you again.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening to our AFM Ready podcast. For more information about the AFM program, you can go to our website at uwaterloo.ca/SAF, or you can always check out our AFM Ready website, where you can chat with current students, read student experience blogs, watch tons of videos, plus so much more. All you need to do is click the link in the description box. Until next time!